There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hello.
And my goodness, has this been a great back and forth battle on Monday Night Football. The Bills lead the Titans 31-27, but the Titans do have the football. Still a lot of time left in this. 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. The Bills took the lead a few minutes ago after a touchdown pass from Josh Allen, and then what can best be described as a double reverse pass. Dawson Knox throws a touchdown, throws a two-point conversion pass to Josh Allen that gave them the 31-24 lead, now 31-27. I've seen that play like 10 times now, Mike, and I'm just watching it going, this could have been a disaster in so many different ways, right? Like, I know it's a two-point conversion play, but this could have gone sideways so many times. Dawson Knox barely gets the football before he throws it to Josh Allen, who somehow is not covered when he could get drilled at the goal line. This could have gone bad so many ways, but it worked, and maybe this is the Bills deciding, hey, you can dial up your version of the Music City Miracle in the first half. We'll give you our version of the Philly Special here in the fourth quarter to try to take this lead.
Well, they did attempt the Music City Miracle, as you said, in the first half. Unfortunately, you have a penalty that negates the opportunity. So, all right, let's do you one better. And in that situation, not expecting it at all, as evidenced by the fact that Allen went out grossly uncovered. Right? I mean, that was ridiculous. So there wasn't anybody within 15 yards of him, which is really hard to do, seeing as you're starting at the two. So it's kind of an incredible amalgam of just a breakdown across the board for the the Titans on that play. But, yeah, for Dawson Knox, he's living right? Touchdown catcher, and now he gets to ham-handedly just kind of fire one towards Josh Allen's general direction. And there's no worry at all that he's going to get drilled because there's nobody there. So while the risk might have been huge as you try to plan the play, as you watch it executed, you just breathe the sigh of relief if you're the Buffalo Bills coaches and staff up in the booth making the call and just say, all right, we got him. And now, you know, you got a 4-point lead.
And after all those wonderful things you said, I just want to say, ham-handed.
Well, yeah, ham's one of the most overrated things in our world, but that's okay. People consume a lot of it, and, you know, just make sure you're monitoring your sodium.
Bart, get the emergency ham. Oh, where is it, Dad?
Well, you got to have one of those handy, too. Come on.
So, Titans have the football, and again, down by four. Still 7 minutes to go in this game. There's probably like three more lead changes we have, which is good because I don't think we're getting another lead change in the ALCS, as the Red Sox have now put two more on the board in the sixth. A big home run by Martinez, making an 11-3 lead over the Astros, as the Astros are batting now in the top of the eighth inning. The Red Sox had dominated this from the second inning, a six-run second inning, including a grand slam by Babe Schwarber. And now it looks like it's going to be a 2-1 lead for the Red Sox. And you know, what I think is going to happen, Mike, with this is that you're going to see people get so happy, the Astros, if they get eliminated, right? Because it's just a 2-1 lead for, sure, for the Red Sox. There's still a long way to go. But so many people just want the Astros out. I want them gone. I hate them. 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 Okay. When they get knocked out, it's going to be, the Red Sox.
Yeah, it's still Alex Cora.
Yeah, okay.
It's still the Red Sox. Which is funny because I know everybody was saying, hey, you guys now have Mookie Betts here. It's like in Los Angeles, like, okay. He's wearing a different jersey. He's out, whatever. And I don't think he was the mastermind of it all. I could be wrong. And that's not to cast dispersion on any of the chicanery that Mookie Betts can cause. I mean, he may be the craftiest guy we know, allegedly. But here, you know, with the Red Sox and Alex Cora, you know, you still have some organizational issues here.
So we'll keep you updated here if the Astros start guessing right. I mean, if the Astros start getting some runs and making this into a game.
Well, I think when Kyle Tucker hit that home run, people go, oh, no. They figured it out. They located their guy. And away we go.
Now they know.
What's funny?
It's the guy in the yellow shoes. That's the guy.
Exactly. So Rodriguez goes six innings, five hits allowed, three earned runs, seven strikeouts, 97 pitches. And at one point, he did the tap to the wrist after getting Correa out again.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a great shot of Alex Cora losing his mind, going, no, no, don't you dare, don't you. And he gets him back to the dugout, and he gives him one of those Michael Corleone hugs. You know, like he was going to say, I knew it was you, Fredo.
I knew it was you.
And he hugs him, and it's like, and the announcer just goes, yeah, he's getting an earful.
Yeah.
It looks sweet in a hug, but he's telling him, don't.
Fredo, I knew it was you.
The other thing with Rodriguez pitching six innings, that's longer than the combined starts of all the Astros starters in this series. They've gone 5 1/3 thus far combined.
So still 11-3 again as the Astros bat in the top of the eighth. Again, more on this. And again, Monday Night Football, still a long way to go. Titans driving down by four. Now, if you are ready for a hot take that's not really a hot take, right? It sounds like a hot take, but it's not a hot take. All the evidence you needed that Aaron Rodgers is leaving the Packers after this year was on display yesterday, right? Now, buddy, this gets me out of talking about how bad the Bears are and how Aaron Rodgers owns you. I mean, this gets me out of that, buddy.
No, isn't that the whole point of the story that you're about to tell? It doesn't get you out of it. It's leading you into saying it, you dope. What are you doing?
No, but we don't talk about how bad your team is from the football perspective of it. This, at least you get out of that part of it. So yesterday, what's gaining a lot of attention since it happened, this is why I Own You was trending right after it happened. After a Packers touchdown late in their victory over the Chicago Bears, Aaron Rodgers, hot mic, caught him yelling this in celebration.
It's Rodgers running for the score.
I still love you. I still love you.
I still own you, he was yelling. I still own you.
Is that taunting?
I still own you.
I mean, that's taunting. That's 15 yards.
Well, there's a lot of taunting. You know, CeeDee Lamb could have got called for taunting on the way to the end zone of his game.
The NFL tweeted that out, for crying out loud. See you later. And then they had to delete it because everybody was like, you guys keep calling penalties on this stupid stuff, and now you're going to tweet this out? What the hell?
So when this happened, why was Aaron Rodgers saying, I own you, I still own you? Not that I didn't own you, not like I just bought you. I still own you like I've owned you for years. He explained afterwards that a little old lady from Pasadena made him very upset when he looked into the stands prior to that play.
Sometimes you black out on the field. In a good way. I definitely blacked out. I looked up in the stands, and in the front row, all I saw was a woman giving me the double bird. So I'm not sure exactly what came out of my mouth next.
Sure you didn't.
Hey, Aaron. Disingenuous. Double birds here.
You finally actually had something to say. Own it.
This is why Rodgers is leaving after this.
He can't.
Think about it. Sure he can.
He can't. They can tell him to beat it.
Yeah, listen.
He's not a free agent officially
Doesn't
until
matter.
2023.
The part of the deal was if he wants to get traded, they'll trade him after this year.
No.
He wants to get traded, they'll trade him after this year.
He can't just say, I don't like you anymore, trade me.
That was part of the agreement that made him come back was that, okay, if you still want to get traded, we will trade you after this year.
Uh-huh. Let's see if they honor that part of it.
Aaron Rodgers is not doing this if he knows he has to come back and play the Bears 3 or 4 or 5 more times in his career.
Why?
Right? He's not doing that. This is after years of dominating the Bears, right? Years of it. He knows this could be the last time I play at Soldier Field. I don't know where I'm going to go. I don't know if the Broncos are going to have the Bears on their schedule at some point. I may not come back here. And this is a very emotional game for him because, look, he's been playing the Bears for a long time, and he's been beating the Bears for a long time. The back and forth with the fans, everything else is there. Why else would he say that? He knows standing near the cameras after a touchdown, that's going to get picked up, right? Oh, but a woman gave me the double bird. Oh, that's why. You really think that's the worst thing that's been done? That's the only time somebody's actually said or done something towards Aaron Rodgers in his career that is going to force a reaction from him? He knows he's leaving. He was emotional. It was a touchdown. It clinched the game. If this is it for me in Soldier Field, which I'm leaving after this year, so I don't know. Hey, I want to make sure people know I still own you. I'm never going to have to come back here and play, maybe. I'm not going to have to come back here and play this year again, that's for sure, because the Bears stink, and if we're in the playoffs, we're playing somebody else. So let me say goodbye to the Bears in Soldier Field the way that I want to. He would not do this and risk what could happen. You know, hey, are the Bears going to go out and give him a little bit something extra special next year and the year after?
Well, why wouldn't they have been doing that every year anyway?
Right? But this is something that whenever you embarrass a team and you do something publicly, not on the field by throwing 7 touchdowns, but by saying, I still own you, you're going to get a little bit of extra juice. And the players on the Packers are going to get a little bit of extra juice. This is Aaron Rodgers saying, you know what? I'm not going to be playing here anymore. This is the last game I'm going to play here. Maybe I play with a different team, but I know for certain this could be last because I'm going to be leaving the Packers after this year. So let me say my goodbye. And that was his goodbye to Soldier Field. He did exactly what he wanted to do. He knew what he was doing. It was right there. That's all the evidence you need. He wouldn't do that if he had to come back and play again.
See, I was really proud of him for finally actually speaking his mind. Not just when he's getting paid by Pat McAfee, but, you know, actually owning his stuff, right? Here's how I feel. And then he went and was soft. In the post, I don't know, I blacked out. Like, I don't even remember what I said. You know what you said. You knew damn well what you said. Come on, grow up. Be a man. Own your words. I still don't believe they, in any way, shape, or form, plan the honor, the spirit of the, if you're still not happy, we'll let you go. Yeah, no, he's their quarterback until he hits free agency at this point. Because Jordan Love, we don't know what Jordan Love is. Nobody has any clue. Hell, we talked in the first hour with Jason Lock and Four. People are finally recognizing how good Lamar Jackson is, for crying out loud. The guy won an MVP along the way, so we certainly don't know what Jordan Love is. But when you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers, just because he's a little grumpy, doesn't mean you're letting him go. You might actually give him a little more of that personnel control that he so desired, or at least that's what we heard through reporters. And eventually he kind of talked about that, but, you know, months later. And they did give him Randall Cobb, who was instrumental in one of their games.
Yeah, all for this year.
So we got that. No, that's fine.
They did it all for this year.
Sure.
They did all for this year.
Right.
They reworked all the language.
But that doesn't mean that you walk away.
He knew, I couldn't do it this year. It's going to be after this year. He wouldn't do it. Nobody would do that if they had to come back and, oh boy, this might reflect badly on me next year. And if we don't have a good team.
But I thought Aaron doesn't care what anybody thinks of him, Jason. Isn't that the narrative we've been pitched all this time?
There's a difference.
Nobody cares.
There's a difference between what anybody thinks of me and what's going to be done to me on the field when I get sacked repeatedly if this happens.
Yeah, this is just like the taunting rule that prevented all of those big fights. There's more fights in the stands this year than there have been on the field in my lifetime.
He wouldn't do it if he didn't think he wasn't coming back. Like, if he had to come, it would be okay. That was great, and I did this. But he knows.
I think we're reaching.
It's why people do this in college football when they're seniors, and they say stuff because they know, I never have to play that team again. And good luck, guys. I know I screwed you for next year, but I don't have to care. I don't care because I just beat this team for the fourth time in 4 years, so I can say whatever I want to about my rival.
Hey, none
I can
of those stomp guys on stay the center for four of the years.
Field. I can stomp on the center of the field, whatever I want to do, or my 3 years, and I'm gone. No, this is, he wouldn't do it. He's never done anything like that before. Why is he doing it now with the Bears, especially a big rival that he's played against and beaten? Who cares about the Lions? My God, I mean, the Lions is like, I don't really have any special memories. I mean, it's the Lions. I mean, what do we have?
Go ahead.
Maybe he's got something for the Vikings,
yeah.
but for the Bears, I mean, that's the big rivalry. And I've won and I've owned you, and I'm planting my flag on this, saying I've done it again, and now I'm going to go someplace else. And if I never see you again, understand I own you. Boom, flag planting, because I'm not going to be back here next year. This is why I'm doing it.
Yeah, I don't know why you leave such a nice cushy path towards the playoffs of that division, but that's a whole other question as we'll get deeper into the season. But Olin Krutz, you know, a guy I've stumped for as a potential Hall of Famer. I'll do so with Jason Cole next time we talk to him. 21-5, obviously, against the Bears for Rodgers through his career. And Krutz was on the Mully and Haw show on 670 The Score. And he said, quote, "I'd like to punch him in the face." And they played the Rodgers comment talking about the blackout in a good way and not being, you know, sure what came out of his mouth. Krutz said, lame excuse. Quote, "We all know this is the type of guy you are. You're competitive, and that's the way you feel, and you've won a lot of games here at Soldier Field. Just because you're right doesn't make you right for doing it." It's like, no, he's perfectly within his rights to do it. Like, I'm not arguing that at all. You know, say what you want to. That's part of the greatness of competitive sports. You know, maybe you wear it in a future game. I don't think they will, you know, because they're not going outside the line and the rules of protecting quarterbacks. As long as Aaron doesn't do something silly on a run and, you know, try to tiptoe down the sideline. Oh, wait, he does that once in a while. So, yes, he could potentially expose himself to a big hit of a guy that just says, to hell with it, I'll give him the 15 from their own 30 or something to that effect. But, yeah, Krutz and so many others, you know, taking to the microphone saying, you know, it doesn't make you right for doing it. It's like, no, he's earned the right to talk. This is an indictment of the Bears organization for not putting a team together that can beat this guy with any level of consistency. And the one time they had a shot, you know what they did? They backed out. They punked out down the stretch, and they let the Packers get into the playoffs. And there, ergo, there's your Super Bowl title. One of our Twitter followers, reminded of that, and well, I just didn't have time to make the full argument earlier about it. That's one of the most unforgivable things ever, was letting your rival get into the playoffs in that regard. Still sticks in my craw.
Twitter it out about a fresca. Mike, it's swollen up. I'm telling you, this is all the evidence you need. He wouldn't have done it if he wasn't. Farewell.
I do that every day when I can. I have no intention of leaving anything. I say that to you every at least twice a week.
You say it when you're walking your dog. You say that when you're going in to get a meal from somewhere.
Damn right.
When you have to own your own business, You basically have to do everything, don't you? That includes hiring, which can become a second job. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your job description the minute you sponsor a job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, Aaron Rodgers waving goodbye. We have more from Tennessee coming down to it, less than a minute to go. It's a 3-point game, timeout on the field. We got this, plus, oh, we have some NFL things from week 6 we just have to get to, which we will next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wow, did we just see something at the end of Monday Night Football? The Titans defeat the Bills 34-31 in a game that looked clearly like it was going to overtime or the Bills were going to win. Mike Vrabel not using any timeouts, content to let the Bills drive down the field. It looked awful. Josh Allen on a big third down play inside the 10-yard line, does his version of the Elway helicopter. Yeah, he runs towards the out-of-bounds, leaps in the air to try to get the first down. He comes down about a half yard shy. Fourth and one, okay, there's 20 seconds left. The Bills have one timeout. We're kicking the field goal. We're going to overtime. No, 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 no. The Bills go for it. And on fourth and one, Josh Allen tries the sneak. He is stopped short. And the Titans take over and win the game by three. Now, first things first, it looks like Allen slipped. He tried to get the snap and cut to the left, and the Tennessee defensive line really did a great job, you know, coming down on that play and stopping him from getting there. We'll get to the play call in a second. But it really looked like Allen slipped a little bit and didn't get that purchase where he could have leaped over and gotten the first down. Then the Bills could have called timeout and had a couple of plays to try to get in the end zone.
Yeah, you look at what Simmons did, the penetration, but those two plays for Josh Allen, right? Just shy on the third down initially, looked like they were going to give him the first down and then took a deeper look at it, Tennessee timeout. And then on fourth down, as you say, footing suspect at best. They're just showing replays off of the broadcast, and you just see – well, replace your divots is as kindly as I can say it. As you look at the quagmire on the field, but just Simmons over Dawkins just crumples him into Josh Allen, and there's no chance of picking up the line to gain. Just an amazing end. Oh, and you know what? That was one of the upset specials of the week by this guy.
You went against your guy. You went against your...
No. But I said he'd have a massive game, and he did. And he did. But 34-31, I mean, you got everything you could want to on a closeout of week six.
Man, it looks like both feet slipped as he was trying to, you know, gain purchase and jump forward. And so I don't know. It's probably a combination of, hey, the Titans did get a good surge, but if Josh Allen is able to get a normal couple of steps, he probably gets over the first down marker and gets it. Now, that being said, I love the fact going for it. I mean, how great was that, right? No, we're not going to kick a field goal and go to overtime. We're going to try to win this game right here because we can gain a half yard and then we can get another yard after
that. Well, we believe in our 6'6 quarterback.
Exactly. No, I love it. I love that. I love that. Wasn't a big fan of the play call. I wasn't a fan of, because the entire world knows, okay, Josh Allen's going to take this. Right, you could have done many different things to try. The entire world knows Josh Allen's going to sneak this thing on fourth and a half yard. And clearly, yes, he did slip, but also the Titans got good push. So it wasn't like they were taken by surprise where they, you know, even though they lined up a couple of guys wide, they all knew it was coming, and Allen kind of slipped. I mean, I don't think going low was the call, that he was going to try to go over the top a little bit, but in a situation like that, I'm not a big fan of, hey, you know what play is coming. You just have to stop it. This is one of those times where on the goal line, there's so many different things you can do to get that half yard. I wasn't the biggest fan of, hey, here's a Josh Allen QB sneak, because the Titans, at least, there's so many thoughts, because all you need is a half yard, right? And all you need to do is get in the end zone. You're defending a lot if you are Tennessee. You did Tennessee a favor by letting them, okay, this is the play that we're going to run. Because anything else the Bills could have run, they probably could have gotten the end zone. But they wanted the ball in the hands of Allen. Great, you know. But running that play, this helped Tennessee going, oh, okay, now we know what you're going to do. Awesome. Now we can hopefully try to stop. It's still a tough play to stop, but hopefully we can try to stop it. There were too many. It's not the middle of the field. It's not where, hey, if we don't get this first down, we're giving you the football here. This is, we're going to win the game or not. And you're defending the first down. You're defending the touchdown. You're defending a lot. And to say, and to let the team know this is what we're doing, yeah, I could have gone for a different play there.
Well, let's see. You have a return touchdown negated by penalty. It's really the only time we ever have return touchdowns anymore, negated by penalty. But to your point, Zach Moss is there. The little jump pass to Dawson Knox or Beasley or Sanders. I mean, you've got multiple guys that are really good at creating space, and I didn't even get to Stephon Diggs in the red zone, right? Short yardage situations, just that kind of like little pop pass opportunity, you know, fake into the line and find some space. Plenty of potential calls, but in the end, you gave it to your MVP candidate, right? The guy that everybody has come to love after a couple years of deriding his every move. you live and die with your best player, right? Just like you create a jump shot, and we will criticize coaches starting tomorrow as the NBA returns in earnest for last second decisions and who's taking shots. Same thing here. Josh Allen, I'm sure, had no qualms about saying, I want the ball. I can get this. And unfortunately, a guy 6'6 couldn't get that little bit forward. Like, 'cause it was seriously inches, right? We're not talking, you know, 2 feet out of his yard. It was, you know, just get a little bit of a surge, and the timing was off, and the offensive line, again, Dawkins just got submarined and absolutely crumpled.
You know, the thing is that you could have still run something where Allen is rolling out, he can run with it, he can throw it, because he's such a threat when he gets outside the tackles that you have to figure something else out. All it needs is a half yard, so you have to come up to get it. He could throw it to a wide receiver. I kind of like that play better than, hey, here's a sneak, because still, so much Tennessee has to cover on that play, right? You gave them the absolute minimum of what they have to do. All right, we got to make sure he doesn't do the sneak. All right, anything else is a much more difficult play to defend, but if you want to sneak it, We're just gonna push our DTs and our defensive ends in and try to stop you from getting it. And that's what they did. I think the Bills kind of did him a favor with that play call. You know, there's still other ways for Josh Allen to try to do it by himself. You know, look, they called that one design run that didn't work earlier in the game where he was just going to run off tackle into the end zone. But there's other things that could have been done. I'm like, oh, man, if you have all the infinite possibilities, the one they could plan for, that's the one they do. And that was – and even if he doesn't slip, maybe he still gets it. But that really helped the Titans. I really did. I was stunned when I said, okay, well, they're going to do something different here, right? Because the Titans are waiting for this up the middle. Oh, nope. There he goes. And he doesn't get the first down.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Because you could also kick the field goal, tie the game. Yeah, I mean, there's so many different permutations to this, right? And we've been talking a lot about analytics and fourth down plays, down distance, making your decision in the process. I like the guts to go for it. We can quibble about the play call, but at least they said, you know, we're going to go win this game. That's also a team that's confident that this loss isn't going to sting them on a larger level. But for the Tennessee Titans, remember, left for dead after that 38-13 opening week debacle against the Cardinals, and then week four losing to the Jets, because I saw that starting to trend a little bit.
As
the Titans were matching the Bills blow for blow. It's like, remember, this team lost to the Jets, but they've got guys healthy, right? Brown and Julio Jones actually played, and both of them had plays, particularly Julio Jones, a catch that you're just looking and you rub your eyes going, he caught that? How'd he catch that? Oh, and that Derrick Henry guy, pretty good. Remember, after the first quarter of this game, 24 yards of total offense. That's how far this game went, right? Mm-hmm. Final score is not indicative of how this thing began. Like, because people probably turned it off, going, all right, they're not feeding Henry the ball. My fantasy hopes are dashed. This game's boring because they're not on the field. Buffalo's got time of possession, piling up plays. And then just like that, you know, and they were lamenting it on the radio call and certainly the TV call, going, ah, they gotta figure something out. The script didn't work. Throw it out. And then they get the ball to Henry. Yeah, run Henry more! And off he goes. And nobody can catch him. Nearly 22 miles per hour at top speed. Man, it's like a velociraptor.
Twitter it out about a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. My goodness, do we have so much more to break down from this game coming up in 90 seconds. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is not one of those games where I devalue the Bills coming off this loss, right? Because clearly they could have kicked the field goal, they would have gone to overtime, and maybe they would have won. All right, I mean, this was I can't say I feel better because, you know, the Bills did lose the game, but just to think about that, to have that kind of ability to make that call if you're Sean McDermott. Hey, you know what? Yeah, it's week six. It's Monday night. Screw it. We know how good we are. Let's try to win this game. Whoa. Only Bill Belichick sometimes in the crazy fever dreams he has will try to do something like this. This is one of those, yeah, you know what? We tried, we lost, and this is a game that the Bills put away and they go back to work right away. Hey, we lost. We tried. We know how good we are. This was kind of a different thing. We tried to do this and it didn't work, but we could have easily won this game. But you know what? Hey, we tried, didn't happen. Now we're moving on to next week. This is one of those losses that they won't even think about because it still could have gone either way. They still could still be playing. That's why I like that decision because it's not going to hurt them in the standings. Look, they got a 7-game lead in the AFC East. They're going to have this thing clinched shortly after Halloween because the AFC East is absolutely awful. So to have that presence of mind to know that, hey, we can be a little loose with the decision-making on this, I think this was great for the Bills. Absolutely great for the Bills.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, if you're talking long range, you start looking at seeding, right, for the number one seed in the conference. That's the only thing I think if you were to look off in the horizon, but you got to keep winning until then. And I like the aggressiveness, right? If we're going to celebrate the fourth down attempts that team after team have done. And look, yesterday, I mean, we talked about the Chargers. What were they, 7 of 8 going into Sunday's game against the Ravens? Then all of a sudden, you know, the law of averages says you're going to get give some of those back, right? You're not always going to have the magic button, and not every catch is going to be clean. Every catch and run is going to get you the yard to gain, you know, all of those things. So for Brandon Staley, that happened yesterday, right? You had a little bit of your comeuppance and maybe a little more hand wringing because you're just starting to get momentum. And people that have watched, worked for, cheered for the Chargers the last few years have seen so many close games given away. So in this case, yeah, they got blown out. So it really didn't matter, but it was a microcosm of the larger picture. Just, you know, a little piece that you put a star on going, all right, maybe it informs and changes a little bit of decision-making going forward, right, in terms of how you do your risk assessment versus conventional coaching decisions. And this one, yeah, they ran the quarterback sneak, and will be, for the next 24 hours, a lot of conversation about, you know, the myriad play calls that could have been made. We've already started it here. I like the ball in Josh Allen's hands. Yes, he could have done something other than just tried to go over center, but I gotta believe I get my quarter yard or whatever I needed if his footing is good, right? If his footing's good, it doesn't matter. It's moot, right? Because he just reaches and extends, you know, with his wide reach, like he's Plastic Man, and away we go. You know, what does it mean for the end of the game? I don't know. It's a first down. So still all sorts of opportunities and for us to second guess every one of those coaching decisions. So I feel cheated in that regard, Jason, that we didn't get at least one or two more plays by which to analyze that final 22 seconds.
Well, how about we do this instead? Because coming up next, I'm going to tell you, it's great that the quarterbacks are playing as well as they are, but it's time for somebody new to be at the top of the Who's the NFL MVP through 6 weeks list. And really, it's not even close. It's Tim Tebow, everybody. And again, we're going to tell you, and it's not even close. Who is it? It's next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, it is The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy. Yeah.
And my goodness, did we just see some kind of game between the Titans and the Bills. We talked about the final play, broke it down for about 20 minutes. The Josh Allen quarterback sneak that did not go.
Yeah, and as Ralph had astutely pointed out before one of the touchdown passes, remember when he threw the 1 yard touchdown pass to Sweeney? The play before, they'd actually been stuffed on a quarterback sneak. So, yeah. You know.
Like I said, I loved going for it. I loved the guts. I didn't like the play call because it played right into the Titans. But, you know, look, we'll continue to break that down. You'll hear from Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, when they talk after the game is over. Again, this is as good a game as you could possibly expect on a Monday night. There was a lot of offense. It was back and forth. It was awesome. But, you know, look, not that we always talk about who the leader of the MVP is and everything else, but, you know, we did this a little bit last year because we talked about him because he definitely made his big case. But you want to point right now to who the NFL MVP is through 6 weeks, and the quarterbacks are nice, and Lamar Jackson is playing great, and Dak Prescott's playing great. Suddenly Dak is up there because, as I told you, people are going to love Dak. But right now, through 6 games, it's Derrick Henry. The last 5 games of this guy, 180, 113, 157, 130, 143, and he's got 10 touchdowns. All right, next closest has 5. All right, this is a guy in the last 5 weeks, he's run for 722 yards and 10 touchdowns. He's going to go over 2,000 again easily. And, you know, may make a big run at the all-time record because he's going to be, if it keeps this pace, he'll be at about 1,500 yards through 12 weeks. I mean, you do 1,500 yards, and remember, you get the extra game, and that's where there's going to be a big discrepancy if he breaks the record in game 17 versus 16. Are we still calling it the all-time rushing records? There's going to be the big push to get Derrick Henry the all-time record in the 16th game. All of these things are going to happen, which are going to be great theater. But just think about this. Just going off the 16-game potential, after 12, with four games left to go, he'll be at 1,500 yards rushing. Okay, so you just need, with four games left, you need about 600-ish yards. That's eminently doable for Derrick Henry. And what he's done is just so far, it cuts through the clutter because you have a lot of quarterbacks who are playing great and playing really well, and I get it. You know, look, Brady is playing great. They're all playing well. There is no running back playing like Derrick Henry, and there's nobody doing it. His average yards per carry per game, 5.2, 4.8, 7.2 yards per carry tonight. He is having that kind of season so far.
It's pretty amazing. Already at 783 rushing yards. Add another 14 receptions or 15 receptions to that pile. And then you look at the schedule that still awaits. Plenty of opportunities against teams to feast. The thing that I'm concerned about, though, is he's already rushed the ball 162 times. And I get it. Look, you got a workhorse. You are going to run him 20, 25, 30 times a game. And that's been Derrick Henry's career. And I'm not one of those that thought the cliff was there in terms of, all right, that's the, you know, maximum amount of carries a man can have over our career. But certainly within a year, the number of hits, and look, when he's running for 76 yards and a touchdown, there's not a lot of hitting going on there. And he more or less gives you just power, you know, and delivers as much as he takes. But that workload is just amazing. But yeah, he is certainly... He crashes it, right? Because he's the outlier. Everything else is quarterback talk. So, and I guess a little Trayvon Diggs, if you want to really try to extend things.
Oh, yeah, why not? Sure, throw Trayvon
right?
Diggs.
No, but in terms huge, of, man. Look, my guy Beyer, yeah. Right? The I Want Your Flex podcast, one of the things he's doing is this giant MVP pyramid. Derrick Henry's, you know, as we did last year and even into this year, it's, well, couldn't do it after week one because he only had 58 yards against Arizona. You know, which seems like a million light years away. But you look at just the dominance thereafter and the commitment to just keep feeding him because eventually he's going to run through a would-be arm tackler. One guy's going to make a business decision and get the hell out of the way. Right? I mean, we see it every game. You can go through the all 22, and I guarantee you know, the astute football minds that we work with here, the ex-players and ex-linemen will show you a point where, yeah, that guy quit. That guy wasn't taking him on. And like, you know, there's a decided physical and mental advantage when Derrick Henry hits the open field. So, yeah, I'm all for her. I'll stand for it. And especially when he's tweeting out immediately after a win, Titan TF up. Let's go.
He's actually so good. He could actually tweet during a run, and he still don't think they'd be able to tackle him.
No, that's true.
He could just run, as long as, you know, football in one hand and be able to text with one, you know, holding the phone with your thumb. I mean, he could probably do that. And still, like, be running, like, look up, you know, like when you're walking and texting, you look up every few seconds, look down, look up. Oh, here comes a DB. I'm going to swerve over here. Oh, I'm coming here. I'm going to swerve over here. I got it. And send. Touchdown. That's Derrick Henry.
And a woman almost crushed the dog and I that was looking down at her phone as she rolled through a stop sign.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you yell at her or what?
Oh, I screamed at her. I went to hit the car. I'm like, look, woman, you almost defeated my dog. Look, you're going to hit me. I mean, how you missed me, I don't know, even if you're enraptured, you know, by what you're looking at on your screen. But you almost hit my dog. Mm. And you can't hit Tut.
You're Martin Short and only murders in the building. Did you not see this coat?
Exactly.
Big purple coat he's wearing. Twitter it out about a fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. More on this game and another big story out of not just the NFL, but all of football next on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.